This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Tensions in eastern Ukraine this week appear to be following the script which played out last month in Crimea. Here in the U.S., talk of the new Cold War follows another familiar narrative, the free and democratic U.S. against the Russian despots. While we are nowhere near the Cold War threats of mutually assured destruction, Russian President Vladimir Putin has made it clear that he's nostalgic for the geopolitical muscle Russia had in the Soviet era. It appears he'd like to flex some other muscles as well. Last month, Putin signed an executive order to revive the Stalin-era fitness program called Ready for Labor and Defense. We wanted to know what was in that program that was designed in the 1930s. And our guest is Robert Edelman, professor of Russian history and the history of sport at the University of California, San Diego. Robert Edelman, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So bring us back to 1930s Russia. What was going on in the country at the time, and what led to the introduction of this national fitness program?
Basically, the Soviet Union is, in the 1930s, is the industrialization process. You have literally millions upon millions of rural dwellers showing up in the cities, given invitations to work in factories, and many of them did perfectly willingly. But one thing they didn't do very well was perform efficiently because they were in dreadful physical condition. And so the response to this was to create this badge, which is, again, «Готов к труду и обороне», which means ready for labor and defense. Mm-hmm. So the idea of sports was to become modern. Sports were a modern activity, and also it had this functional basis or benefit of making fit better workers or fitter workers and better soldiers.
Well, what did that look like? So, you know, was this before they started on the factory floor every morning having to do exercises?
Absolutely. Factory exercises were very much part of the sports scene there, if you want to call it sport. You would read in the National Sports Daily, Krasny Sport, Red Sport, directions about how to organize your exercises, your factory exercises, and instructions on how to actually perform them. There was also a radio show broadcast each morning leading people in exercises for when they woke up. I don't think grenade throwing was necessarily part of it.
Somehow I'm seeing medicine balls and flag hoisting.
You know, various events, running, jumping, swimming, probably a bit of weightlifting. Nothing hugely unusual or sinister.
So if Stalin's program had participants run and swim and ski and climb rope and do pull-ups and that kind of thing, what do you expect President Putin's fitness program to look like?
Well, I'd quarrel with one thing. I don't really think this was Stalin's idea at all. I mean, I think it's something he went along with because he could be convinced that it was a good thing, but he never cared at all about sport. He had no interest in it whatsoever. But, you know, there's this thing that, if we want to get Cold War, we can say Karl Marx referred to history first time as tragedy and then the second time as farce. There is a health crisis in Russia now, and especially for males, the average life expectancy is 64 years, which gets down into third world country or whatever term we're using now, developing or emerging markets. How it will be sold, how it will be organized, if it's, this is just something to be window dressing, and of course the Soviets and Russians and other parts of their history were very good at window dressing. So I would argue that, first of all, in the Soviet period, the sports machine, the elite sports machine, was hiding Soviet weaknesses, and I think this is perhaps a sincere attempt to deal with what are some problems that are very real in Russia today. And then, of course, the other aspect of this is Putin as sportsman running around, riding horses and things like that with his shirt off. And, you know, the only person that comes to mind among world leaders in the 20th century or 21st who did that, of course, was Benito Mussolini. And that's, that's a form of governmental organization, which is obviously very different from what existed in the Soviet Union and maybe tells us more about what is existing in Russia now. I mean, this is nothing. Not a Cold War that's ideologically freighted. They're not trying to force us to become Russian or whatever that might mean. These are geopolitical struggles, clashes that can, in fact, perhaps be negotiated.
Robert Edelman, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Robert Edelman, professor of Russian history and the history of sport at UC San Diego. For more information on the Soviet era program and the revival thereof, go to wordofmouthradio.org.